Got a few moments right now to have a conversation with a senior quarterback for Penn State. On the year, 22 touchdowns, 7 INTs, 5 touchdowns rushing. Penn State, number 11. They are 11-2 and 7-2 in the Big Ten. Of course, they've got the Rose Bowl matchup with Utah coming up on January 2nd. Quarterback Sean Clifford is my guest. Sean, good to have you back on. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. So, Penn State's going to play Utah, of course, in the Rose Bowl, your final game in the Rose Bowl, no less. What's it mean to you to play in that game, in your final game, as a collegiate player?
It means the world, Jim. It really does. I posted this week a picture of myself at the Rose Bowl when I was in third grade, and it's coming full circle for me now, being able to do that with my dad and one of my best friends and his dad, go to a camp out there when I was that young, kind of have that inspiration of playing in a game like that one day and now being able to do it and having those dreams come to life. It means a lot.
I think that's cool. Sean Clifford joining us. So, Sean, Utah just laid waste to USC for a second time this year. They knocked them out of the college football playoff. What are your early thoughts on the Utes?
I think that Utah has a fantastic football team. I just started to prep for them yesterday, got to watch a couple games. They play extremely hard on defense. I haven't seen their offense, but I can only imagine that they have some serious talent there as I was watching the game against USC on Friday. But I think that from a defensive perspective, you know, they got big guys up front. In the interior, I think that they're super heavy and they're hard to move. And then on the end, you know, they play fast with a high motor. Their linebackers are super solid and their DBs are super solid as well. And I think that overall they do a lot of different things. So they present a bunch of different challenges that we're excited to attack over this next month and see on January 2nd.
Penn State senior quarterback Sean Clifford, my guest. So you've got that big one left. I know you're all about that, but you look at it, Sean, you've had an amazing journey at Penn State. As you look back on your career there, how would you describe it? What kind of thoughts do you have?
It's been every kid's dream come true, to be able to play in front of such a fantastic fan base for so long, have the opportunity to play in some of the biggest games in the country every year. You know, it's what you aspire to do as a young quarterback, and I couldn't imagine it any better way. You know, just how my career's gone. It's been a lot of ups, lots of downs, learned through it all, and realistically, I think that I've come out much better on the other side, thanks to the coaching staff, my teammates, the administration, and the fan base. So, can't say enough about my career at Penn State and how happy I've been with it and the people that I've gotten to meet and connect with.
My man, you're a good dude. You're a good dude because I know there have been ups and there have been downs, and it has not been easy. You said something recently I thought was kind of funny and kind of interesting, Sean. You said, quote, "I love everything about Penn State, and it's going to be sad to leave. At the same time, the Penn State community is definitely ready to see someone new. I'm with them," end of quote. So let me ask you, was your tongue firmly planted in your cheek when you said that, or do you mean they're ready for a change and I really don't blame them?
Yeah, I think that it's one of those things where you know, I've been here for 6 years, I've started for four, and with college football and how ever-changing it is with the transfer portal and new guys coming in and out as much as we've ever seen in college football, for me, my time is up here at Penn State. I've done everything that I've wanted to do. I enjoyed my ride, and, you know, I think that, you know, the quarterback room that we have now, they're excited to play and they're excited to have their opportunities. Couldn't be more proud of that room, the room that I'm a part of right now, being a leader in that group. I can't wait to see what they do in the future and what Penn State does, and I'll be cheering on from the television screen or in person, but can't wait to see what the future holds for Penn State.
Sean Clifford joining us. Now, statistically, you're going to go down as the program's all-time leading passer in a number of categories, but in terms of legacy, how do you want to be remembered for your time there?
Yeah, I think that the numbers are very cool to look back on, and realistically, all the numbers show is the different experiences and games that I got to play in with such great teammates and against such great teams. Those are the memories that I have the most. So realistically, for me, I hope that I've left a legacy of leadership, accountability, and a strive for excellence every single day, because that's what I was raised with my family, and that's the legacy that I hope stays behind at Penn State in the quarterback room on the team, just hoping to be a spoke in the wheel to continue to make Penn State a better place.
I think that's great. Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford, my guest. They are number 11. They're going to go up against Utah in the Rose Bowl. That's January 2nd. Great matchup there. Sean, we kind of joined that segment or started that segment kind of late, so I wish we had more time to spend, but really good to get caught up with you. I appreciate that time. Have a great month, and I'm looking forward to seeing that game. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Jim.
Sean Clifford joining us. You know, he's so interesting. Like 6 years with the program, 4 years as a starting quarterback, and there have been some ups and there have been some downs. He's put up enormous numbers, and you feel like that fan base, like I feel like they appreciate him, but haven't afforded him like this, quote, legendary status. And I think like he's a legendary, he's got legendary character, and I think he's been a really good player. But in terms of the way he leads from the front, both on and off the field, I think the guy's been amazing. That's not an easy gig at all, playing quarterback there. And for that school to come back, what they've come back from, I think the world of Sean Clifford. I have such immense respect for him. And I wish we had more time, but I'm glad we spent that time right there.